All right, welcome back to the deep dive. So you guys have sent in a ton of questions lately about measuring progress on a pro hormone stack.
Yeah.
And really wanting to get into the details of how you actually know if the stack is working for you.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool is you've even provided some great resources. So
yeah.
Big thanks for that, which is a huge help for us.
Absolutely.
We've got excerpts focused on tracking and evaluation, different viewpoints, some conflicting stuff, really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So our mission in this deep dive, I guess you could say, is to give you, the listener, really clear and actionable ways to monitor your progress beyond just seeing the scale move up or down.
Right.
We want you to really understand those changes, what they mean, and what to look for.
For sure, for sure. As those resources you sent highlight, it's so much more than just a number on the scale, right?
Right.
It's like, what kind of progress are you making?
Exactly.
You need to be looking at various indicators to truly understand how your body is responding to the stack.
Okay, so let's get specific. What are the absolute key indicators that you should be tracking right from the get-go?
Well, I think first and foremost is body composition, right?
Okay.
Because like you just pointed out, your total weight doesn't tell the whole story.
Right.
The goal with many pro hormone stacks is to increase lean muscle mass and hopefully reduce body fat.
Yeah.
And so your sources likely touched on a few ways to monitor this.
Right.
A simple weight scale is the starting point, but you can incorporate body fat calipers for a more in-depth estimation, keeping in mind that you have to use the same technique, right?
Right.
To be consistent with those readings.
Okay.
And perhaps one of the most motivating ways is progress photos.
Yeah.
Taken under similar conditions. You know, same lighting, same time of day, things like that.
Makes sense.
Because those reveal visual changes that the numbers might miss. You might see a difference, but not see the number on the scale change much, or vice versa.
Right, right.
The real insight here is focusing on the trend of muscle gain versus fat gain.
To truly understand if that prohormone is building lean tissue or just, you know, increasing your overall weight.
That makes total sense. So you could be up a few pounds, but if the mirror and the calipers aren't showing more muscle and less fat,
yeah.
You know, something else might be going on there.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So body composition, that's crucial. What's
yeah.
kind of the next key area we should focus on tracking?
Well, strength gains are another vital indicator, especially if improved performance is a primary goal for you.
Right.
You know, you should be diligently recording the weight you're lifting on your main exercises, as well as any changes in the number of sets and repetitions you can perform.
Okay.
With good form, of course.
Right.
Your sources probably emphasize compound movements like squats, bench presses, deadlifts, and overhead presses,
mm-hmm.
As these are excellent indicators of overall strength. What's really telling is when you see an accelerated and sustained increase in your lifts, you know, beyond what you normally progress. That's a key indicator that those pro hormones might be, you know, contributing to that enhanced strength.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though.
Yeah.
As you mentioned in the material I sent, differentiating between just natural progress from your training and the effects of the stack, that can be tricky.
It can be, yeah.
Because we all get stronger over time.
Right.
With consistent training, right?
Right, right.
So how do we kind of tease those two apart?
Well, that's a critical point, and it sounds like your sources touched on this.
Yeah.
You need to have a solid understanding of your typical rate of progress in the gym.
Okay.
Are you suddenly breaking through plateaus you've been stuck at for a while?
Right.
Are your strength gains coming faster and more noticeably than what you've experienced previously?
Got it.
That can certainly suggest that the stack is having an impact.
Okay.
However, you also got to remember your training program, your diet, and your recovery protocols, all those are significant drivers of strength gains too.
Yeah.
You can't attribute everything solely to the prohormones.
Yeah.
It's about looking for a noticeable acceleration or a jump in performance that feels beyond your typical trajectory.
Okay, so we're looking for that extra boost beyond what we'd normally expect.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, so body composition, strength gains, we've got those down.
Right.
What other important indicators should we be paying attention to?
Don't underestimate the value of how you're feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Your subjective experiences, they can offer really valuable clues about how your body's responding.
Okay.
Are your energy levels consistently higher? Not just during workouts, but throughout the day?
Right.
Has your overall sense of well-being, motivation?
Yeah.
Are you noticing you're recovering from those intense workouts more quickly than usual?
Yeah.
Those are all important subjective factors to track, you know, alongside that more objective data.
That makes sense. If you're suddenly like bouncing out of bed, ready to hit the gym when you used to, like drag yourself there, that's definitely something to note.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, on the flip side, and maybe even more importantly, you need to be very aware of any potential side effects.
Of course, yeah.
Because like your sources emphasize, that's your body communicating with you.
Right.
You need to pay attention.
For sure, for sure. So we've got these key things to monitor.
Yeah.
Now, regarding the frequency of evaluation, should you be like constantly checking in?
Yeah.
Or are there specific times that are more useful than others?
Well, I think daily monitoring of those subjective factors,
yeah,
your energy levels, your mood, any potential side effects, that should be daily.
Okay.
But when it comes to the more objective measurements, like your weight, body fat percentage, and strength in the gym, a weekly check-in is generally the most practical.
Okay, so why weekly as opposed to like, I don't know, daily for those objective measures?
Well, like your sources probably mentioned, daily fluctuations are totally normal.
Right.
Your weight can vary quite a bit based on hydration, sodium intake, the timing of your meals, all sorts of factors.
I see.
So weekly data provides a much more stable trend line, right? It allows you to distinguish that genuine progress from those day-to-day ups and downs.
Yeah, it helps you see the bigger picture.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't want to get misled by short-term variations.
Got it. Okay, so weekly for the tangible stuff,
mm-hmm,
daily for how we're feeling.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to strength gains for a second.
Okay.
You know, we established that's a key goal for a lot of people.
Right.
So how do we really use the data we collect to assess the stack's effectiveness in that area?
Well, as we touched on, you're looking for that consistent week over week progression, right?
Okay.
In the weight you can lift and the number of repetitions you can perform.
Okay.
Maintaining a detailed training log is so important.
Uh-huh.
Write down your exercises, the weight used, and the sets and reps for each session. If you observe a clear and sustained upward trend that exceeds your typical rate of improvement, that's a strong indicator that the anabolic effects, those muscle building effects of the prohormones, are playing a significant role.
Got it.
But again, always put this into context with your diet, training intensity, and recovery.
So a sudden spike in strength on one lift might just be an outlier.
Could be, yeah.
But a consistent increase across multiple exercises over several weeks, that's more telling.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, and let's delve a little deeper into body composition analysis. We've said the goal is often to build muscle tissue, not just gain overall weight.
Right.
So how do we get a clearer understanding of what's happening with our physique beyond just stepping on the scale?
All right, because the scale, like we've talked about, just gives you a number.
Just a number.
Yeah. And that weight gain could be muscle, fat, or even just increased water retention.
Right, right.
That's why it's so valuable to combine your weight measurements with estimations of your body fat percentage, as your sources likely highlighted. Whether you're using calipers, a bioelectrical impedance scale, although, you know, those can be a little sensitive to hydration levels and have a margin of error.
Right.
Or even just taking consistent progress photos, same lighting, same poses. You're aiming to understand the composition of that weight.
Okay.
If you have significant increases in weight accompanied by stable or even decreasing body fat levels, that's the ideal scenario, you know?
Right.
That strongly suggests you're adding lean muscle mass.
Okay, so the scale is one piece of the puzzle. But body fat analysis, however you choose to do it, helps you interpret that number.
For sure. For sure.
Now, beyond the, you know, objective measures of strength and body composition, what are some of those positive subjective indicators of progress we should be looking for?
Well, think about noticeable increases in your energy levels throughout the day.
Okay.
A lot of people report experiencing better muscle pumps during their workouts, increased vascularity, more visible veins. You might also feel an enhanced sense of well-being, increased motivation to train and, you know, stick to your diet.
Sure.
And as we mentioned earlier, faster recovery time between those intense training sessions.
Okay, so those all sound pretty positive.
Mm-hmm.
But you did caution against relying solely on these feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so important to also have that objective data backing it up?
Because those subjective feelings, they can be influenced by a lot of different factors.
Okay.
The placebo effect is really powerful.
Right.
If you believe something's working, you might perceive positive changes that aren't really due to the prohormones.
Okay.
Additionally, some initial side effects could even mimic some of these positive feelings.
Oh, interesting.
For example, certain compounds might initially give you this, like, burst of energy, but then you have a big crash afterward.
Gotcha.
So that's why it's super important to pair those subjective observations with the objective data points we've been talking about.
Right.
The changes in your strength and body composition, that's the real evidence.
Okay, so feeling good is a bonus, but it needs to be supported by what the numbers and the visuals are showing you.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about some things that might mislead us when we're trying to gauge our progress.
Yeah.
What are some potential pitfalls or inaccurate indicators that we should be aware of?
Water retention is the big one.
Okay.
Like your sources pointed out, some prohormones can cause your body to retain more water.
Okay.
And that leads to a rapid increase in weight on the scale.
Right.
While that might seem really encouraging, it's not actual muscle tissue. It'll probably go away after the cycle.
Okay.
Also, if you make big changes to your diet, you know, like suddenly increasing your calorie intake, or you suddenly ramp up your training volume or intensity at the same time you start the stack, those things alone can cause gains in strength and size.
Right.
Makes it tough to figure out, you know, what the prohormones are really doing.
Yeah. So ideally, we want to keep our training and diet relatively consistent when starting new stack to really get a clear picture.
Exactly. While some adjustments are natural, making drastic changes to those key variables at the same time can really cloud the picture.
Makes sense.
And as we've emphasized, try not to get hung up on just the number on the scale.
Right.
Look for trends in your weight, body composition, and strength over several weeks rather than, you know, reacting to daily fluctuations.
Right.
A single day's weigh-in that's lower than you expected doesn't necessarily mean you're not making progress.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's all about the bigger picture, right?
Exactly.
Now, we can't talk about prohormones without talking about potential side effects.
Right.
How do those play into our evaluation of progress?
Well, side effects are absolutely critical in evaluating whether a prohormone stack is working appropriately for you.
Okay.
They're direct feedback on how your body's reacting to the compounds.
Okay.
Even if you're experiencing some gains in strength or size, you know.
Yeah.
If you have significant or worsening side effects, that's a clear indicator that the stack might not be the right choice for you. Or that the dosage may be too high.
Right.
Real sustainable progress should never come at the cost of your overall health.
Absolutely. So what are some of those key side effects that someone should be monitoring closely?
You really need to be on the lookout for any negative reactions.
Okay.
This includes things like changes in your blood pressure, any new or worsening acne breakouts, hair shedding, noticeable mood swings, you know, irritability, persistent lethargy or fatigue that's not related to your training.
Right.
Or any other unusual physical changes.
Yeah, okay.
Keep a detailed log of any side effects, when they start, how severe they are.
Got it. So if those negative side effects are outweighing the perceived benefits, it's time to really reconsider continuing the stack.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Even if you are seeing some, you know, gains in the gym or on the scale.
Right. Your health is the most important thing.
Right.
And monitoring doesn't stop once you finish the cycle, does it?
No, it absolutely doesn't.
How important is it to keep tracking after the prohormone stack is complete?
Post-cycle tracking is incredibly important, actually, for understanding those long-term effects.
Exactly. Actually. Yeah, this is the time where you see how well you maintain the gains you made during the cycle.
Right.
It's also when any delayed side effects might show up.
Okay.
This post-cycle data, it gives you a much clearer picture of the overall effectiveness and offers valuable insight for future decisions.
Right.
About future supplementation. You should keep monitoring your body composition, your strength, your overall well-being.
Okay.
Throughout PCT.
Right.
And in the weeks and months that follow.
Right.
This will help you optimize recovery, minimize potential muscle loss, and just understand the true impact of that stack.
So it's not just about what happens while you're on the stack, but what happens afterward that really tells the full story.
For sure.
Of its effectiveness and any downsides.
Yeah. Taking the long view.
Right.
It's about making informed decisions based on a complete picture of your body's response over time.
Right.
Not just a snapshot.
Yep.
And on that note, if you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website.
Okay.
So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
All right. So to summarize, It's clear that measuring progress on a pro-hormone stack is a multifaceted process that goes way beyond just looking at the number on the scale.
That's right. It takes a diligent and consistent effort to track a bunch of different things. Mm. You know, objective measures,
right,
like your body composition, strength gains, but also being very aware of those subjective experiences, and most importantly, those side effects.
Yeah.
Remember to look for those trends in your data over time.
Uh-huh.
Consider all the factors, not just the pro-hormone.
Right. This has been super insightful, considering all these different factors we've discussed.
Yeah.
What single metric do you think would be the most telling in understanding an individual's response?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
While all the indicators are valuable, I'd say it's the combination of consistent, measurable strength gains,
okay,
on those compound exercises,
yeah,
coupled with those objective improvements in body composition, you know,
yeah,
showing an increase in lean muscle mass without a big increase in body fat.
Right.
That, to me, is the most compelling evidence of a positive response.
Okay.
When those two things align favorably,
yeah,
and you have minimal side effects.
Right.
That's a pretty clear picture, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Some great food for thought there. And just a reminder, if you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website.
Right.
So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for breaking this all down with us today.
My pleasure.
Disclaimer: the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.